titled Happy Hour. Aunt Mimi loves Fridays at 3 p.m. when they gather in the great room for wine and cheese. Even though she's nearly 90, hearing Old Blue Eyes on the CD player reminds her of a time not so long ago, clear as day. Across the room, she watches Johnny Fiore, slouched in his wheelchair, flirting with one of the nurses. Is it the snap of his fingers, the tilt of his head, or the sly smile that triggers a memory? He looks like my Lee. Closing her eyes, she feels his hand on her lower back as he spins her, the music box on the dresser, his first gift. Picking up a cube of cheese from the paper plate on her lap, she is in the kitchen on Mamaroneck Avenue, 1941. Her mother stirs the sauce. Mimi grates the mozzarella for the baked ziti, her belly swelling with their firstborn. As she stares at the spots on her hands, the cherry polish startles her. Where did that come from? Then she remembers Saturday afternoons, painting her nails in the pale yellow kitchen. When she sips the last drops from the small plastic cup, she sees the priest at the altar, holding the silver chalice to her lips, First Communion. At 5 o'clock, the aides gather the elders for the evening meal. Mimi asks again when Lee will come to take her home.